Penguin Audio presents The Bat Boy by Mike Lupica. Read by Lucian Dodge. Chapter 1. It was one of those moments when Brian felt as if baseball was close enough for him to reach out and touch. Like his hands were around the handle of a bat. Or like he was on the mound, his fingers making sure the seams of the ball felt just right. One of those moments when he could close his eyes and imagine he was a big leaguer himself. One of those moments, really, when he realized why his dad loved the game the way he did. Loved it too much, according to his mom. Loved it more than anything or anybody. Bottom of the ninth inning at Comerica Park, the Tigers having just scored to tie the game. Willie Vasquez, their shortstop, standing on third and representing the winning run. One out. And now came the fun part for Brian Dudley. Not just because the Tigers had this kind of shot at a walk-off win, but because Brian got to think right along with Davey Schofield, the Tigers' manager, who was perched on the top step of the dugout near the bat rack, on the home side, the third base side of Comerica. This was when baseball felt like the greatest reality show in the world. Willie, the fastest guy on the team and one of the fastest in the American League, was on third because the Tigers' third baseman, Matt Holmes, had just singled him there, bringing home the tying run with the same swing of the bat. Curtis Keller, the Tigers' center fielder, was at the plate. Curtis could fly too, and he had some major pop in his bat for a little guy. A good thing, because now all his team needed was a fly ball deep enough to score Willie to win it. The scary part? For all of Curtis's talent and his ability to hit the ball hard from the right side against any kind of pitching, lefty or righty, he struck out a lot.